Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, May 6th, 2020. The CDU parties of both states have demanded that Berlin and Brandenburg closely coordinate their efforts to relax the regulations in the gastronomy and hotel industry. Berlin CDU faction leader Burkhard Dregger remarked yesterday, quote, "The Berlin Senate should work together with the state of Brandenburg to ensure that restaurants and tourism reopen soon." And Brandenburg faction leader Jan Redman pleaded for the first loosening up in the areas of restaurants and hotels, especially for outdoor dining, starting in mid-May, adding, quote, "There must not be a solo effort here, nor must there be any sneaking around." Redman added that a, quote, "common logic of measures in the capital region was important." For this, he said, a binding agreement between the state governments of Berlin and Brandenburg is necessary, adding, quote, "the uncoordinated approach, for example, with regard to compulsory masks or playgrounds, has in the past led to uncertainty among citizens." Sebastian Zaya, chairman of the Berlin FDP, is also calling for quick relaxation of corona regulations in the restaurant and hotel industry, stating, quote, "the continuation of the closure is an economic catastrophe. An opening of Berlin's outdoor gastronomy while maintaining hygiene protection by the end of this week must have top priority. It's not clear why the Senate has so far left the restaurant owners out of the relaxation of corona measures. The Senator for Economic Affairs must now deliver." He then added that Lower Saxony has already shown how to do it better, and, quote, "Berlin prefers to hide behind a conference call between the heads of state and the chancellor." The state premiers will discuss the issue with the chancellor sometime today. Mayor Mueller has also pointed out several times that he is in favor of talking about easing the rules in view of the great economic importance of the restaurant and hotel industry in the capital. Following a court ruling, the Berlin luxury department store Kadewe reopened almost its entire sales area yesterday. Only some restaurants and the food stalls on the sixth floor will remain closed, with selected restaurants offering a to-go service. Until now, shops outside the food trade were only allowed to open on a maximum sales area of 800 square meters during the corona crisis. Last week, the Berlin Administrative Court overturned this regulation for the Kadewe as well as the department store chain Galeria Karstadt Kaufhof, both of which belong to the Austrian Signa Holding. The Berlin judges did not agree with the different specifications for department stores and shopping centers, as while standalone department stores have had to seal off a large part of their sales area, the regulation only applies to individual shops. Customers, therefore, have had a large part of the total sales area in malls at their disposal. The court's decision only applies to these two companies. Other shops with large retail space in Berlin must continue to close off large parts of their sales floors. Karstadt and Kaufhof in Berlin opened their entire stores on Monday. Berlin's Gropiusbau will be one of the first important exhibition venues for contemporary art to open its doors again on May 11th. Due to the corona crisis, director Stephanie Rosenthal has had to keep the building closed since mid-March. Gropiusbau announced on Monday that at the reopening, the solo exhibition of the U.S.-Taiwanese artist Ling Miwei, Li Geschenke and Rituale, or Li Gifts and Rituals, with performances and installations from three decades, will be shown for the first time. The exhibition was actually planned at the time when the Gropius building had to remain closed. Now, the works will be presented until July 12th. One of the main attractions is a monumental version of Pablo Picasso's Guernica in sand, which can be seen in the building's atrium. Li's artistic work deals with rituals of giving and receiving gifts, and also deals with immaterial gifts, such as songs, conversations, and space for contemplation. The Botanical Garden in Stieglitz has reopened its doors to visitors. Since yesterday morning, the entire open-air area is open to the public again. However, the greenhouses, library, and the Botanical Museum remain closed. Tickets can now only be booked online or by telephone, and the length of stay is limited to 4 hours. In addition, a maximum of 250 guests will be admitted per hour. According to this, only 1,000 visitors are allowed on the grounds at any one time, subject to the hygiene regulations. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.